Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday to you. We are kicking off part two of our neuroscience series where I am teaching you essentially how to build your business brain. Now, obviously, I can't give you everything like I do for my students inside of High Ticket Powerhouse, but we're hitting on some big cliff notes here. If you didn't listen to last week's, go back and listen to last week's episode because I really introduced this concept of neuroscience and how our brain can work for us in our business rather than fighting us in our business. So like last week's episode is a must listen. And today's episode, we're diving even deeper. So we're talking about building your business brain. And today we're going to be diving into the science of your conscious brain versus your subconscious brain and how these two different parts of your brain can affect the success or the lack of success in your business. This is crucial information, you guys. Like I said, this takes mindset to an entirely new level. So I hope that you have a journal, I hope that you have a pen, and that you're ready to take notes because we're about to dive in. Hey coach, welcome to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent, high-ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cammie. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach, struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work, because you were made for this. All right, friends, we are going to dive right on in. So for the sake of this conversation, I need you to understand that you have two parts of your brain. Now, some people could argue, yeah, Cam, like it's my left brain and my right brain. Well, yes, but for the sake of this conversation, the two parts of your brain that I'm referring to is number one, your conscious brain, and number two, your subconscious brain. Now, I love this stuff and I can geek out over it. I was actually on a podcast interview earlier this week and I got to talk about this stuff for like a full hour. It's absolutely incredible. And I'm trying to give this to you guys in like bite-sized pieces of information. And it's going to be really, really easy to absorb in that way. So again, think about two parts of your brain, your conscious brain and your subconscious brain. Now, your conscious brain is your thinking brain, okay? Your active thinking brain. Anytime that you are actively thinking, you are trying to figure out a recipe, you're trying to find the directions to a place where you're headed, you're trying to figure out a problem, you're creating content, okay? You are using your conscious brain, your active thinking
brain. This is also the part of your brain that you are using when you are setting objectives in your business, okay? So if you're writing down all the objectives you want to conquer in Q1, okay, that's your active thinking conscious brain. Now, interestingly though, your conscious brain only runs about 1 to 10% of your life, okay? You're not actively thinking all the time. Yes, you can have, I believe my mentor said like up to like 70,000 thoughts a day. And again, my mentor is Betsy Crony, Christian mindset and neuroscience coach. But you can have, you have thousands and thousands of thoughts a day, but it's not like your conscious brain is like constantly on, okay? Now, opposite of your conscious brain is your subconscious brain. Now, this is the brain that is working behind the scenes. It's telling your heart to beat. It's telling your lungs to inflate. It is the brain that you default to. Okay, so when I refer to your brain's programming, I need you to understand that I'm talking about your subconscious brain, and I'm going to tie this together for you so that you understand how all of this actually fits into the success of your business. Now, here's what you need to understand though before we get to that. Your subconscious brain runs 90 to 99% of your life. Your conscious brain, your thinking brain, only runs 1% to 10% of your life. So how does this actually fit into the reality of your business then? If your subconscious brain, okay, this is the brain that you're defaulting to. It's what's happening in the background. It's the brain that is going on behind the scenes. If your subconscious brain or your subconscious programming is not wired to support the goals that your conscious brain is creating, then your subconscious brain will work to sabotage any efforts you make towards achieving your goal. I'm going to say that one more time because that's a little bit of a mouthful. If your subconscious brain is not wired to support the goals that your conscious brain is writing on the paper, your subconscious brain will look to sabotage any efforts that you make toward achieving that goal. Do you see how this can be absolutely detrimental to your business if our subconscious brain has faulty wiring? Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of this so that you can understand, well, Kimmy, what do you mean by faulty wiring? I don't mean that your brain is broke. Okay, that's not what I mean. What I do mean is that maybe you have wiring or patterns, belief systems in your brain that are not set up to support you in the success of your business. Here's an example. If your subconscious brain believes that you are not good enough or worthy of success, okay, if you have believed that for years, really, really deep down, then your subconscious brain will seek to sabotage your success in your business in an effort to keep you safe, okay? Your brain's job is to keep you safe. It's to keep you alive. It is not to make you happy. It is not to make you wealthy. It is not to help you achieve your best self. That is not your brain's job. Now, I know that you want those things. Again, that's your conscious brain talking, but your brain's primary role is to keep you alive and to keep you safe. Sorry if you can hear my dog drinking some water in the background. I'm out here in the kitchen. We're like in the middle of like baby nesting, all these projects happening around the house. If you guys hear like different sounds happening, bear with me. We're prepping for baby, okay? So, like I said, if your subconscious brain believes that you are not good enough, if you believe that you're not good, worthy of success, I mean, really, really deep down, like if you deep down do not believe that you are worthy or good enough, okay, your brain is going to look to sabotage any success that you try to achieve or actually do achieve in an effort to keep you safe. And your brain's not necessarily this like evil thing that's like going out of its way to work against you, okay? As my mentor says, Betsy Crony, that like, your brain, it doesn't necessarily know like good versus bad, okay? All it knows is like what you tell it. And so if you are telling your brain, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, then your brain is going to look at success as unsafe. That is uncharted territory. It's unsafe. My human doesn't want it. And because my human doesn't want it, and all I want to do is keep my human safe, I'm going to keep my human away from success because she's not worthy of it. I mean, at least that's what she's telling me. Okay, that's how your brain is operating. So some possible like symptoms of this could be never letting yourself enjoy the money that you earn. Like you get it in your account and then like instead of like using it wisely and stewarding it, maybe you squander it, or maybe you look to like get it out of your account as quick as possible because it makes you uncomfortable. Other symptoms: looking for reasons to give refunds or to give money away, constantly worrying about if you're performing high enough for your clients. Now, I'm not talking about like objectively looking at your programs and in your coaching and saying, like, hey, how can I make this the best it could possibly be? That's healthy. Constantly worrying about it, though, is not good, okay? Constantly worrying about if you're performing high enough for your clients could indicate that maybe there's some wiring going on that needs to be rewired. Feeling resistance to reaching out to potential clients in the DMs. Struggling to create content and to post it regularly. Or deep anxiety around raising your prices out of fear that you're going to disappoint clients. Like, oh my gosh, like what if somebody actually does pay this high price and then they're disappointed? Or maybe you have a fear of rejection. What if you pitch that new price and your subconscious brain is terrified of rejection and like it is just your worst fear for somebody to say, that's way too much. Like I would never spend that. And then you're looking at that as like they're rejecting not your offer, but you as a human being, and you're internalizing that. Okay. So friends, this is how your subconscious brain and your conscious brain can work for you in your business, or it can fight you in your business. Again, quick little recap here. Your conscious brain only runs 1% to 10% of your life. This is your active thinking brain. It's the brain that you're using when you're sitting down, you're creating content, you're trying to cook a new recipe, you're setting out the objectives that you want to accomplish in your business. Your subconscious brain is running 90 to 99% of your life. This is the behind the scenes brain. And it's the brain that you default to. So when I say your programming, that's what I'm referring to, your subconscious brain. And if your subconscious brain has wiring or patterns or just belief systems like I'm not good enough, money's bad, or any other just horrible limiting beliefs that we could have in our subconscious brain, if your subconscious brain is not wired to support your goals, it will work to sabotage them. Okay. I'm going to end today with a quote from my mentor. You guys are going to hear me like refer to my mentor because I want to give credit where credit is due. And I talked to her about sharing this information and she was so gracious to like, yes, Kimmy, like share this information. So for Betsy Crony, my Christian mindset and neuroscience mentor, she has this fantastic quote and this is what we'll close with today. You cannot outperform your programming. Whatever programming you're working with in your brain, that's your ceiling. Now, the good news here, and this is why we're going to continue to talk about this neuroscience series, and I have good news for you, okay? The good news is that you can rewire your brain to work more optimally for your business. You can. Even if you're currently working with some faulty wiring right now. And again, when I say faulty wiring, I don't mean that your brain is broken. I mean that maybe you have some limiting belief systems that are keeping you stuck, okay? You cannot outperform your programming, but what you can do is you can change your programming. And that, my friends, is good news. That is hope for somebody. And we're going to continue that conversation next week. I will see you then. Stay glued to this podcast because every single week we are coming out with a new episode. I have multiple episodes planned out for you guys in this neuroscience series. It's going to be epic. Share it with your friends. Share it to your Instagram story. Invite your business friends, okay? They need to hear this information too. It is life-changing. See you next week. Hey, coach. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but two value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible.
because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you. I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode.